Hi, Bob Barney for the Plain Truth Today, brought to you by the TrentPlainTruth.com. It's Friday wrap-up for the last day of July, and tomorrow will be the first day of August. The big story this week, I think, probably Iran war, always what's going on, going off there. The hidden big story of the week is this economy that I think is about ready to crash. But we're going to start off with this subject here. Fauci faces Congress or the Senate, and my take on it and some facts behind all of this. First of all, let's get the CDC's reaction, the Trump CDC, I will say, but still, I totally agree with the NIH director and the acting CDC chief. Listen to here, this was a CBS interview, not probably a friendly interview for the guy, but he got his points across.
We spoke with acting CDC Director Jay Bhattacharya about that and pressed him on the health issues that affect so many Americans, including vaccines. His views on that diverging from many in the Trump administration. Should private notes be held differently than public statements? And would you want your diary put out there for the world to see?
This is a private diary that he kept on government servers. And they reflect somebody who had a tremendous impact on the lives of every single person in the country and, in fact, in the world.
Is there any evidence whatsoever that Dr. Fauci's research led in any way to the development of what became COVID-19?
I think there's evidence that Tony Fauci authorized research that happened in the Wuhan lab with American taxpayer money. Despite the fact that there were other scientists who thought that this kind of research was too dangerous to do.
And that's the story there. If you are an old-time reader of theplaintruth.com, and you would know as early as 2019, I was reporting and I was proving through research that you could do, anybody could do on the internet with authorized sources, authoritarian sources at that, that the COVID-19 epidemic was man-made and it was not man-made in China. It was brought to China by the United States under Dr. Fauci to do research in China outside of the United States where there were laws against it. In my opinion, there was also laws against doing it in China or any other country. We also used, we had something like 40 or 50 labs in Ukraine, of all places, doing the same type of research, which was outlawed by our government. But I ran many reports showing you that the COVID-19 epidemic was a Democrat deep state ploy to alter the 2020 election, which it did, which is part of the election tampering I say was a stolen election. It's not just at the ballot box. It was controlling the media's narrative of the COVID epidemic, which was no greater than a flu, a very serious flu epidemic that was just covered up. And I was a part of this. My mom died, not of COVID. She died of cancer in July of 2020. We're coming on 6 years right now, 2 days ago, 3 days ago, I guess it would have been, 6 years ago that she died. And I was present when the home health nurse fought against the funeral director who was trying to convince her to write down that my mom died of COVID. When she had no COVID at all, she had stomach cancer. And that was because the funeral parlors and the hospitals made together upwards to $35,000 for everyone they said died of COVID. If a motorcycle person was killed in a motorcycle crash and he tested positive for COVID, they said he died of the COVID. And it was the most inflated death numbers in America. I don't think around the world, but in America especially, that there ever was. It was not the epidemic they made it out to be. And I brought that out. And it turns out when you read Dr. Fauci's diary, in his diary, he admits that the real deaths, this is what is in his diary. If you haven't heard this, you may not hear it in American media. In his diary, he admits that the COVID epidemic was no worse than a very bad flu season. But that's not what he said on TV. He lied. He lied because he had a lot to lie about. And I think that Dr. Fauci was not in this alone. They're trying to make him the fall guy. He deserves. He's a mass murderer. I mean, he's probably killed more people than Pol Pot did in, you know, Indonesia or whatever it was. Cambodia. But at the same time, he brought the COVID vaccine. The research that we did in 2020 on the Plain Truth, I think, proved that. And I'm not anti-Semitic, and I'm not one of these people like Tucker Carlson that wants to blame Israel for everything. But I do believe that the COVID 19 strain, COVID's been around forever. It's a head cold. That's really the origin of COVID, and it was manipulated to become more than a head cold, and it was done so in Israel. It was a bioweapon made by Israel, sent to Canada, shared with the United States at Fort Detrick, and it was through Dr. Fauci, and I believe, and as an agent of the CIA. I don't even think at the time President Trump or most people in the cabinet was aware of this. But I believe the CIA and Dr. Fauci put COVID in the Wuhan lab in order to infect the Chinese people, because they knew how bad that lab was with leaks of diseases into the general population. They had a history of it. Any research will prove that I am right here. And we were saying this, by the way, in 2020, when no one else was saying it. Also in 2020, we were telling people that wearing masks is unhealthy. And when you wear a mask all day long, you're rebreathing your own excrement out of your breath. It's like eating your own crap. It's that dangerous to rebreathe. And that people lost teeth over it. They lost their health over it. And many people probably got sicker from wearing a mask than they ever could have gotten from COVID, especially if they were not in a vulnerable group. And COVID was something that was way overplayed. And I'm going to play one more thing here before we move on about the Fauci trials this week by on Two-Way.
Let's talk about Dr. Fauci. Rand Paul's done a round of interviews. Hasn't really made any news in any of them that I've heard. But he's looking to see if there's a way to leverage some sort of pressure on Fauci. The New York Post chased Fauci around while he went on a power walk with his wife. And apparently he used the F word, too.
Dropped an F bomb. Yeah, he did it, Bernie Moreno.
Here's the headline from the New York Times. This is typical of the coverage. Coverage is mostly process oriented. It's mostly he took the fifth. Rand Paul and the Republicans are upset. When it ended, Rand Paul, the chairman, this is the New York Times, announced the committee would vote next week on whether to hold Fauci in contempt of Congress. Here's the Polymarket from our partners at Polymarket 111. Will Fauci face charges before the end of the year? Only a 15% chance. I don't know if that includes federal and state.
I believe if people remember, he got a full pardon from the Biden administration. And so, except for things he would have done after the pardon, and it could be to cover up his smoky trail, he's immune to any prosecution of anything about COVID up until the day Biden left office. If he did something afterwards, then he could be potentially indicted. He also could be indicted, in my opinion, for taking the fifth, because once you're giving immunity of prosecution, you no longer have the right to take the fifth. I haven't heard too many people mention that, but just something that you're going to hear that down the road someday, and you heard it first here if you didn't hear it already on the Plain Truth Today broadcast, because once you get a pardon, you cannot take the Fifth Amendment unless it's of newer crimes that you could be indicted for. Since he can't be arrested for crimes he was pardoned on, he can't take the Fifth Amendment. It's just something I thought people should know. Now, the next thing, I do believe if Fauci gets in a lot of hot water, I don't think Fauci is a very tough guy. He tries to project it, he is. But I do believe he has CIA links. I believe this was a government program to actually infect China, because the CIA sees China as our enemy. If you want to believe this or not, you may believe China is our enemy. I am not one of those who believes that China is a real big enemy after all, because China is a paper tiger. There's a reason they don't take Taiwan, friends, because they can't. They would be in the same shape Russia would be with Ukraine. But maybe China's a little smarter and realizes that. The real enemy to come is going to be a centralized Europe and a centralized Arab nation called the King of the South, and Europe, the King of the North. Now, there is going to be a 200 million man army, which is mainly, most likely, a Chinese army. But I'm not so sure of the time that happens. And that's way into the future. That's at the end times, the real end times. I don't think you're going to see that under China. I think the Japanese will be controlled in China by that time when that prophecy comes true. I'll be right back with more of this on Fauci right after this commercial break for The Plain Truth. Hi, theplaintruth.com is the place to go to find out what God has going in your life, what it means for you. Today's news is tomorrow's headlines as well, and it's all found in the pages of the Bible. You can find that from theplaintruth.com if you go there every day. We also have secular stories we keep up on the regular news. Not everything has to do with God. A lot of things has to do with our own shortcomings, our own feeble attempts to live good lives when we are not necessarily good people. And we cover everything like that on theplaintruth.com, as well as your health today, talking about what you can do to have a healthy lifestyle. We also have the message board, where everybody is a reporter for The Plain Truth, and you put down what stories you think people would be interested in. Many times we find great stories that people added that we ended up putting on The Plain Truth, or I talk about on these podcasts called The Plain Truth Today. But anyway, go to theplaintruth.com every day. Thank you very much. We appreciate you. And we're back, and I'll play a little bit more of this Fauci thing before we move on to the Iranian war.
I'm not sure what kind of charges he could face at this point. So Paul's going to have the committee vote. Then it would be the ball would be in the Justice Department's court, despite what some of you have emailed me. Rand Paul can't indict anyone. That's an executive branch function. He can only do
thank
a
goodness.
Referral.
And he's, and he's already done, Congress can't
he's,
see that.
He's already done many referrals. And you would think that if the Trump Justice Department had evidence to indict Dr. Fauci, or no evidence but felt like they wanted to anyway, they would have already done it. They don't need Rand Paul to urge them to indict an enemy of the president. Kevin, where does this go now? What do we ever hear from Dr. Fauci? Does he ever get indicted? What happens next?
I doubt he gets indicted. I think your guidance and your suggestion on 2A Tonight and other places for Fauci to come forward with some kind of obviously not before Congress, and that wasn't effective in terms of getting to the bottom of this, whether it's a more friendly interview that he gives or a more substantial article that he writes detailing all that he knows about those first couple of months in terms of gain of function research, what have you, I think is likely the case here. I will say, and I watched 2A Tonight last night, you know, and I'm of two camps. I think Rand Paul is certainly wanting to get to the bottom of this, but he's also not the honest broker that we all think, or some folks on the right think that he is. I mean, he wrote a book with this, you know, this image of Dr. Fauci as this criminal on the cover of it. He tweets out memes attacking Fauci and things like that.
Well, honestly, I believe Rand Paul is absolutely correct. I believe Dr. Fauci is a criminal. I believe he's a murderer, a mass murderer at that. But I also believe he was a part of a government plan to be a mass murderer. CIA has been behind many mass murders, even of American citizens, over the years. Don't ever count out the CIA behind a lot of things going on around the world that we claim we know nothing about. The next thing I want to move on to right away, we spent enough time on Fauci. We'll probably have more time to spend on him in the next few months. But this Iran war just don't go away, does it? So I'll start out with this news flash about 2 minutes long about the latest thing that happened yesterday afternoon before I recorded this Friday night wrap-up on Friday morning.
Back now with new concerns about the war with Iran expanding in the region. Saudi Arabia and Egypt now reporting drone interceptions and strikes. This new escalation rocking the economy, sending oil prices up and the stock markets down. And as ABC's Olivia Rubin reports, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu told ABC News President Donald Trump is calling the shots on what happens next.
Today, new economic fallout after the U.S. launched a new heavy wave of strikes against Iran. The government saying these were retaliatory strikes after Iran targeted American forces in the region in a surprise attack. This new video showing a plume of smoke rising in a southern Iranian city in the aftermath.
We're going to be hitting them very hard because it's our turn to hit them. They know it's coming.
It's our turn
not to do it.
President Trump previously held off on what he said would be a massive attack in hopes of a diplomatic solution, but the war seemingly widening. Jordanian armed forces saying it intercepted 5 Iranian missiles this morning. Egypt confirming a U.S.-owned tanker was hit in a drone strike off its coast. And Saudi Arabia has entered the fighting too, carrying out strikes this week against Iranian-backed proxies. Now, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, fresh off a meeting with Trump at the White House, telling ABC's Lindsay Davis he's not convinced a diplomatic solution can end this war.
Well, I don't know if it's unlikely, but I'm skeptical about Iran's mode of operandus, the method of operating. They always lie, they always cheat, and they always play for time.
The market's reacting. The price of global oil trading just below $90 a barrel, and the average price for a gallon of regular gas up to $4.08, according to Gas Buddy. Stocks attempting to rebound today, too. The Dow on Wednesday seeing its worst sell-off in more than a year. And now Americans are spending an extra $672 on gas, diesel, home heating, and jet fuel costs combined since the war started 5 months ago, according to Moody's Analytics. In Washington, Olivia Rubin, ABC News.
And you have to wonder still why we are playing around in this war. We are spending literally hundreds of millions of dollars that we do not have to play a game. It's our turn to bomb, to play a game with Iran, and then we're losing the game. And who's really losing this game is the regular American out there trying to buy gas, go to work, pay for these unbelievable food prices increases, inflation through the roof still. I hear people trying to say, it's only 3%. Well, I thought 3% was way out of the league of the Fed. The Fed themselves, they're between a rock and a hard place because they can't control government spending. And let's face it, this inflation has all to do with government spending. And just because you're spending, so far, $400 billion on Iran, it's going to probably be half a trillion dollars by the end of the year, and if it's still going. And that is inflationary. Yes, it might produce some jobs in weapons factories, but these companies are global companies. They're not American companies. Nestle's is not an American company. My father and my brother worked there. They employ a lot of people, but they're still a Swiss-based company. Do you realize that 75% of all employees in America work for a small business or themselves? Only 25% of the total workforce in America comes from a Fortune 1000 company. And yet, these policies of every president, and it was not the case with Donald Trump 1.0. And the first time that he was president, he laser focused on small businesses like mine, and we all did very well. Now he is trying to bail out and help General Motors, Ford, great BP, Petroleum, Exxon. These people are not American companies. They may be headquartered here. BP is not, but some of them may be headquartered here. But they're globalist in view, and they're making money off this war, and the American people are suffering. Not just the Iranian people here, the American people too, economically are suffering, and these big companies don't care. I think it's time that I hope that Donald Trump spends the rest of his presidency like he did in his first one. Maybe he needs a different cabinet to do this. But he needs to get back to that little business guy who employs 75% of American citizens and work to help them. These tariffs aren't helping little businesses. These tariffs don't hurt big business because they find ways around them. They do. Believe me, I already know this. Or they get exempted by this administration as it is. The little guy, including my businesses, are losing hundreds of thousands of dollars a year. And we don't have that kind of money to lose, and we can't do it much longer because you run out of money, you run out of business, and your employees are out of a job, and they're not going to get a job with Detroit or BP. And on a side note, I have a salesman that sells me solvents and resins, pointing out that, and this is his business, the oil industry is his business, even though he's on the solvent and resin side, is that who are the big contributors this last time other than AI to the Trump administration was big petroleum. And big petroleum's doing really well. Look at the stock of Exxon. Look at the stock of Chevron. Look at this BP stock. They're doing phenomenal. This war is the greatest thing that's ever happened to them. but it ain't the greatest thing that ever happened to you, is it? And this war, I don't see any break in this war coming. I really do not. And I think the only thing that's going to happen here is we're either going to have to retreat like we did in Vietnam and lose, and Donald Trump is going to go down if this happens as a worse president than the guy he makes fun of, and that's Jimmy Carter. I think Biden was probably worse, but Jimmy Carter is probably in historically a worse president we've ever had. Stagflation. And I got news for you. We are in stagflation. I'll explain more about the economy when I come back from this brief word about theplaintruth.com. Theplaintruth.com is a place to go to find out what's going on in today's news, what's going on with today's health, the latest research, the latest studies, the latest things that you need to know to keep your family healthy, to keep your family informed about what tomorrow is going to be like. That you find that information on theplaintruth.com. You find it with these podcasts called The Plain Truth Today, as well as our message board where everybody is a reporter. On top of that, you can go to Your Health Today and learn how to live a better life. And that's all found on theplaintruth.com. Go there every day and you will not be disappointed. And we're back and we're going to talk briefly now about the economy. The Fed did not raise interest rates. They can't. They're in a rock and a hard place. If they raised interest rates, it would put more people out of work. It would crunch what little bit of economy we have. And it may control some inflation, which would be good. But it would be like killing the patient with cyanide in order to kill his cancer. It might kill the cancer, but you kill the patient in the meantime. And the Fed, they have no policies. You cannot stop. If you cannot stop this government from spending money, and that's on welfare programs, on graft and corruption, which is just rampant in this nation. If you can't stop that from going on, then this country's doomed. And I had a show, I guess, way over a year ago now, where I finally said, I don't want to be the bearer of bad news, and I don't want to be this sky is falling type prophet of God. And I'm not a prophet of God. I'm doing the news. Just I understand God's involved in the news. But I don't see a hope for this country. I do not see us coming back. The corruption in this country is rampant in the smallest areas. The littlest businesses are corrupt. The littlest towns are corrupt. The politicians in the small town USA are corrupt. The towns in the big cities, the politicians in the big cities are corrupt. And in the state governments. And then in the federal government. And the deep state, which is all your bureaucracy of the federal government, state government, and even local government, these people are also corrupt. And the American people are becoming a corrupt nation. And all you have to do is go back to the Bible and read in Kings and Chronicles and what happens to ancient Israel and ancient Judah. Yeah, they were two different countries, by the way. What happened to them when they became so corrupt that God finally washed his hands of them and sent them away into captivity? He sent Israel away first into captivity, the 10 tribes that became lost. Of course, if you listen to this broadcast and read theplaintruth.com, you know where they are. Hint, you're probably in one of those countries right now if you're listening to me. And also, the southern nation of Judah, which today we call Israel, which has no right to the name, they are the nation of Judah, and that's the Jewish people. And about 150 years after God wiped his hands of Israel and sent them into captivity to Assyria, which is modern-day Germany, he let the Jewish people in the nation of Judah fall to the Babylonians, and they were taken captive, and the entire temple was destroyed, which was 5 days ago. The temple was destroyed. The anniversary of the temple being destroyed both times was 5 days ago. And the Jewish people went into captivity and did not return for some 70 years, and they were always under the thumb of some conquering nation, Alexander the Great or the Great Roman Empire, ever since, until 1948. When the United Nations and the United States especially helped form the modern state of Israel, which really should be the modern state of Judah, because that is the real name. And it was all because the people of the land were so corrupt over and over and over again, God finally gave up. And I think, and I had a broadcast about this, I kind of think that the United States of America is about where Israel was back in 718 BC, when God decided to put Israel then into captivity, and he's going to do that again with us. The Bible says we're going to fall, and we're going to fall, and the two big superpowers at the end time is going to be the King of the North, which is a united Europe, the United States of Europe, and the King of the South, which is really the United States of Islamic Republics, which will go across the top of Africa all the way almost to China. And they're the two end time powers, and I'm afraid they're being formed by our own president right now, arming Saudi Arabia with a nuke bomb, which is going to be the case, and pissing off Europe, where they're going to end up throwing us out of NATO, and we won't have a say of what they do. And once the militarists take over Japan and Germany, watch out, world. Our people in the 1940s, after they fought a hard-fought war against Germany and Japan, had the brains, which we've lost since, to make sure they never had standing armies again, because they understood the pull of the military in those two nations and that bloodline, and it's not well. Well, that's the Friday wrap-up for today. We're going to get into the weekend a little bit. We're kind of short on time. But tomorrow is the Sabbath day. Saturday is the Sabbath day. Sunday is not the day of the Lord. Sabbath day is what we call Saturday. It's a pagan name, by the way. You should call it the Sabbath day. And 7:11 a.m., we always have a religious-type show on the Plain Truth podcast. And it's called, tomorrow, it's a video on YouTube, and it's called The True Story of Jezebel. And that goes back to what I just talked about, Kings and Chronicles, and about the corruptness of Israeli King Ahab and his awful wife Jezebel, and how a princess became the most evil woman in the Bible. And it's going to be very fascinating to watch her story and her demise and what God did to her and predicted would happen to her and her husband, the King of Israel, King Ahab. A very evil king, a very corrupt king, a very paganized king, and it's about a half-hour show, and I think people, it's done in a cartoonish, not a cartoonish, but an animated type of setting. It's really probably AI, to be honest, but it's quite well done, and I think you'll enjoy it. It's 7:11 a.m. tomorrow morning. After it plays live, you can watch it forever. When you go to the Plain Truth podcast, you just look at that 7:11 Sabbath morning show, and you can play this one or the one last week or the one week before. They're there forever. And just go to the podcast, and you can go down and see all the different podcasts, the ones that I do or the ones other we put up of other points of view or these Sabbath day broadcasts. Now, we don't have a noon program on the Plain Truth today on the Sabbath day, but we do have a 7:11 p.m. entertainment program. Sometimes we show old TV shows. Sometimes we have audiobooks read or audio short stories. And sometimes we have full-length movies, for example. But tomorrow we have a radio from the late 1940s. It's a program that used to be on the radio called Suspense, and it was always a suspenseful episode. And tomorrow's episode of Suspense is called The Burning Court. And that'll be 7:11 p.m. tomorrow. That's about, I believe, 29 minutes. It's going to go fast. You listen to these things. At first, you don't really think you're going to be interested. All I ask you to do is listen to the first, dedicate the first 5 minutes to listening, and it will catch you. These whole radio programs, they were really well done. I get to listen to them on the way to work, and it's only a 15, 20-minute drive to the way to work for me. I usually stop by a park and do my morning prayers. But I start listening to one of these broadcasts, and within 5 or 6 minutes, I'm sitting there in that park waiting for it to end before I even do my prayers, because they become so fascinating. And I say, hey, that's going to be a good one for Saturday night or Sabbath day night. So that's tomorrow. Sunday, we'll have a weekly wrap-up type program at 7:11 a.m. We only do one show so far on Sundays. And we're back here again Monday. You and I'll have a noontime show again, going over what's going on and what you should know about it and what I think about it. This is Bob Barney for The Plain Truth. Today's wrap-up brought to you by theplaintruth.com. Thank you for listening. Have a safe and blessed weekend. Please look at the Sabbath day and follow it. Make God happy. Until Monday, goodbye.